Thank you for joining us in a place where we all can connect with the wisdom of the heart and allow the outdated habits of thought and action to evolve. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio with co-hosts David Barnes and Sue Ann McGregor.
Hello, I'm David Barnes.
And I'm Sue Ann McGregor, and welcome to Peace Overtures Radio. This week, we begin a five-part series called Speaking the Language of the Heart. We created this series to help us and others align with the heart in our communication styles. In this series, we'll discuss five alignment movies that will help you with the following. To shift away from communication styles that build walls around you. To understand what people are really saying and decipher how to connect at a deeper level. To become a better and more compassionate listener, and to discuss how to heal with the language of the heart. And finally, we'll present an alignment movie that shows what life can be like in community when we connect with others at the heart level. Communication is a skill we all can improve upon, yet most of us forget to be intentional about how we use our words, our tone, and the intensity behind our communication styles. You may notice that you're different at work and at home. Often at work, we're actually more aware of our tone and the way we're saying things, and then we come home and we kind of chuck it out the door. So this is to address both those areas. So when we communicate from the heart, we transcend words and we connect with people's emotions. As Maya Angelou said, I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. So throughout our series, we'll take a look at how our styles make people feel. We'll work on energizing communication styles that align with the heart in ways that improve our relationships and de-energize those that don't. We'll discuss what works and what doesn't when connecting with others.
So this week, we begin our journey to heart-aligned communication with what we're calling How to Express Yourself with Honesty and Respect. To help us all see what styles get in the way, our featured alignment movie this week is What About Bob? This hilarious 1991 film featured Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss. Bob Wiley, portrayed by Bill Murray, has all kinds of psychological problems. He's really, really zany and kind of fun to watch. He's good-natured, but he suffers from numerous phobias, along with obsessive tendencies. He's also manipulative, underhanded ways that are just hilariously drive his newly acquired psychotherapist, Dr. Leo Marvin, bonkers. Just drives him crazy.
I'm sure if you've watched this movie, you know what we're talking about. And you might have a few of these relationships in your own life. I can definitely say I got one close at hand.
And if you've listened to our show, you've probably heard us say this before. We don't go to these movies and say, you know, this would be a really great movie for people to learn. No, actually, the movies come to us and teach us the stuff that's up.
Yeah.
And so
the junk that's in our own lives.
The things. So we have some Leo Marvins in our lives, and at times ourselves, we happen to play the role of Leo Marvins. So that's why.
Not to mention Bill Murray's role of Bob Wiley. We have been known to play both.
So Richard Dreyfuss, as I said, he plays Dr. Leo Marvin and does a very believable job of showing someone uptight and losing their mind. It's funny, I was reading an interview of Richard Dreyfuss regarding the making of this film, and he said it wasn't fun working with Bill Murray. Well, they didn't go into details. I bet it was because they're both very similar to the characters they're portraying in this film. Who knows? But nonetheless, it's humorous to watch the shenanigans and sparks fly as these two go at each other. Now, you know, it might be funny in a movie to watch this, but if you've had some relationship dynamics like Bob Wiley and Dr. Marvin in real life, we know it's not so humorous. So this alignment movie will help you shift these patterns in relationships. Remember, when you make an internal shift, you change the frequency within, and your behavior changes, and it provides the space for others to change too. As you watch What About Bob, watch for these key lessons that are included in this alignment session. First, be willing to learn a new way. If you're ready to begin a new communication dynamic with others, it's time to learn what works and what doesn't. The first step is to be willing to change. Once you've come to this awareness, it's time to begin looking at the relationship dynamics that steal your peace and prevent true heart connections. The place to discover your personal patterns is most likely the dynamic you have with those closest to you, your spouse, brother, sister, son, daughter, mother, father, etc. Why do we start with those closest to us? Because they typically mirror our behavior in ways we're unaware. Sure, they can sometimes drive us bonkers, but why? Because they're most likely mirroring our stuff by doing the same annoying things we're prone to do. We just don't recognize it as the same. So notice throughout the film how Bob and Dr. Marvin are similar. They're both a mirror for each other and volley back and forth, just like Dueling Banjos song from the 70s. Notice how each one is a version of the following foibles. They're obsessive, both of them. Needy, manipulative, relentlessly stubborn.
I don't know anything about that trait.
Self-absorbed, uptight, rigid, and over-controlling.
That one either.
So we're not making judgments on them. We just want you to watch how they both show these behavior patterns, but in different forms and different versions. So once you can see these traits in yourself, it's time to be willing to change your communication styles. So Anne and I are both fans of Byron Katie and her system called The Work. Katie, as she's called, teaches a series of questions to give the mind the tools to love what is, regardless of the situation or relationship issues. She tells a story about how her former husband became a dear teacher for her and how she learned from him. Let's listen to a clip from Byron Katie we found on YouTube called Your Partner's Flaws Are Your Own.
Your partner's flaws are your own. You're projecting them. Okay, if my partner has a flaw, who is believing that? I think he's flawed. Okay, so let's look at that. That leaves me to work on. It leaves me to work on it. I was married to a man when the work found me. He was amazing. I adored him. And I remember we had a couple of guests in our home, and he went off on me in their opinion. I was going somewhere with them to do the work with them, and a lot of other people waiting, and, you know, meeting my commitments, and they became frightened and actually left the house. Okay, here's what I saw. Here's what was going on from this head. He was saying, you always leave me. You don't love me. You're not fair. I mean, this was coming so fast, and it was so long ago, but that was the gist of it. And he was saying things like, hell, Kate, I'm going to leave you. I mean, on and on. Now, this man wasn't flawed. When someone says, you don't love me, and I do love them, he's not flawed. He is experiencing the fear of being unloved. And he says, you always leave me. Well, it seems like that to him. I'm hearing a man say, please don't go. I want you to stay. I love you. His communication wasn't what some people would like it to be, but I hear, I see him, I know him. I know the true nature of all of us. The true nature of everything. So, was he flawed? No. Now, if he said, there's something wrong with you, Kate, you're always leaving me, you don't love me, And I said, what's the matter with you? You know I love you. You are wrong. You ran those people out of our house. You frightened them. They think you're some kind of a monster, an abuser. Okay. I don't like me when I am not loving my husband. I'm not liking me when I'm not experiencing my true nature, which is love. So where's the flaw? Where's the flaw? If I see it in him, I'm the one seeing it. I'm the creator. If I see it in myself, I would easily see it in myself if I were seeing him as flawed. In other words, there's something wrong with you. How can you see me that way? It's not fair. You embarrass me in front of my friends. Okay, that is a flawed mind. A flawed mind attacks. It defends. And many of you have heard me say, defense is the first act of war. So, you know, I hope that helps. My partner's flaws are my own. I'm projecting them. If he's a loving, caring person, which obviously after hearing the story, I hope that it's simple for you to see that. He was this lovely, frightened man. Really in love with his wife. Not wanting her to leave. And I could easily see that. No flaw, no flaw. Okay. So, you know, I hope this helps. I hope that that when you hear these Katie-isms, that they tweak your heads enough. I love when they don't. I love when you just see it. But when they tweak your head, I love that you just get still with them. That you realize for yourself the power of love.
Did you hear how Katie used her husband's behavior to learn a new compassionate way to understand her own process and in turn communicate with him? Also, I love her saying defense is the first act of war.
I like that too, yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you from personal experience, it's really helped me in my communication with my husband.
The moment you get defensive, now you've created an opportunity
exactly.
for reactivity and the volley begins.
It does. It does. So if you want to learn more about Byron Katie, we encourage you to check her out at www.thework.org. Notice throughout the film how Bob is willing to change and keep trying the baby steps. Makes me laugh every time I think of that, hearing him go, baby steps, baby step this, baby step that. And this was the concept he learnt from Leo's book. It's funny to watch how the more progress he makes, the crazier Dr. Marvin gets.
And his attitude is really great too. He just keeps on keeping on, doesn't he?
Yes, he's standing outside the... What was it? As he's standing outside the elevator.
Yeah.
baby steps, and he gets to the doorway and has to retreat. Baby step, back to the doorway and retreats. And then he gets himself in there, and then you hear the scream as the elevator's going up. Well, that's sometimes the way it is.
Yeah.
So Dr. Marvin is not as flexible as Bob.
No.
And change only comes when he's hit by a 2x4 and forced to change. Dr. Marvin eventually gets there, but the road is much harder. And we think it's because of the next key lesson in this alignment session, which is don't take yourself so seriously. Our communication styles are usually a reflection of our own internal self-talk and long-term patterns. We don't know what we don't know, which is why having others as a mirror is so helpful. While watching this film, if you find yourself more like Dr. Leo Marvin in how you react to people, you may be taking yourself too seriously, which many times leads to a more aggressive style in the face of any form of confrontation. So how do you know if you take yourself too seriously? Here are some questions to ask yourself. Do you think of yourself as indispensable at work and home? Do you allow others to take over your workload? Or not, as the case may be?
Mm-hmm.
Do you expect others to have the same intensity and work ethic as you? Do you always follow the rules and expect others to do the same? Do you have trouble enjoying holidays and parties? Do some personality types drive you absolutely bonkers? And are you just too uptight?
And that last one can be hard to determine for yourself. However, those around you will reflect whether you're too uptight or not. And I remember the first time I tried yoga a number of years back, and the first yoga teacher, and it just really opened my eyes. I had no idea. Her name was Rima, and she said that most yoga teachers come to yoga because they're type AAA. And they're wound up so uptight inside that they need the yoga. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time I actually heard somebody that seemed to understand what it was like inside. I'm like, yoga, this is for me. So yeah, I definitely can relate, but it can be hard to tell sometime. So if you do recognize that maybe you're uptight, well, here's some wise advice from Sergeant Halka in the movie Stripes, another Bill Murray classic, as he says, lighten up, Francis. So when we take ourselves too seriously, people's everyday quirks can trip us up and drive us crazy like Bob does Dr. Marvin. Here's another thing we miss when we take ourselves too seriously. People use it to manipulate us. Now, this is really funny. To me, it was funny. So at the beginning of the film, you're going to see Dr. Marvin, and you know, he's so serious, and he's in his office, and he's getting ready to leave for vacation, and he gets a call from one of his colleagues. And this doctor is trying to unload Bob. So he says, he's trying to, you know, he's convincing Leo to take the client, and he says, if there's anyone I know that could win the Nobel Prize, it's you. And the thing I thought was funny is Dr. Marvin doesn't even react to the comment and confidently says he'll take the client. It's funny. He doesn't even know he was just handled by the referring psychiatrist. So,
and you can see the absolute relief on the referring psychiatrist's face. Remember, he was moving locations. He was determined he was getting away from Bob.
He was quitting all out. I think he was quitting practicing altogether because of Bob.
Well, he felt he'd failed.
But Leo Marvin, I mean, this is a funny part of the beginning. He doesn't even recognize that he was just handled. Nope. He has no idea. He just, you know, he took a very serious Nobel Prize. It's you. So if you're the one that loses it with those closest to you, this alignment session will help take the edge off. But remember, the internal intensity isn't always a weakness. And many times it's needed. Just remember to do your own daily self-maintenance of exercise or yoga, meditation, and be wary of your diet, as we've discussed in other shows. We also want to encourage you to get Byron Katie's book, Loving What Is, 4 Questions That Can Change Your Life. We'll include a link right here on our program page so you can check it out. Katie's book will help you when you've tried everything and the Bob Wiley in your life is still driving you nuts. Loving What Is will give you a practice to stay present and be okay with people just as they are, and allowing you to love them just as they are.
Of course, we'll be revisiting the nuances of this pattern as we progress through this series. Now, if you're playing the part of Bob Wiley in your relationships, the next key point is for you. Lose the underhanded tactics. Be honest with your communication. Being on the receiving end of aggressive communication styles isn't easy to deal with. Some personalities shut down, some become angry, and others feel disempowered. You may have experienced some blend of all of these reactions. It's as if the reactivity in yourself is so extreme that you're afraid to say what you really want. Then to get your way, you use covert tactics that at times create more reactivity, so you deflect the blame and keep from saying how you really feel. If you see yourself in this dynamic, it's time to be honest with your communication. Lose the underhanded tactics and stand your ground with graceful confidence and courage. In episode 3, we'll go deeper into how to do this and we'll provide you with an alignment movie to assist. For now, if you want more heart-aligned communication, practice saying what you want. It's time to be more honest and assertive with your communication. For those of you that are aggressive in your communication, the next point in this alignment session will help you make a shift. Realize that aggressive behavior is received as disrespect. if you play the role with the more dominating communication style, it can almost feel like that's the only time you get what you want. You have to go into Tourette's-like behavior so others know you're serious. I don't know anything about this at all.
Me either. Our families could explain it to the audience very clearly, though.
Very. So please remember that aggressive communication styles create walls around you and that keeps others out. It's not heart-centered, and as a result, people on the receiving end feel disrespected. And of course, there's no love to be felt in this type of communication. Sure, at times all of us have gone into Tourette's-like rants, as we see Bob display at the beginning of the film. It's funny to watch Bill Murray do it. However, it's not funny for you or anyone you are engaging with to be on the receiving end of this behavior. So this alignment film will help you shift this pattern, which many times is passed down from generation to generation. There's nothing wrong with being assertive and clear about your needs. It's the aggressive reactivity that doesn't work. Once you make this shift, you'll remain balanced for longer periods of time, allowing you to maintain rapport with those you love the most. It will also make it harder for you to be poked into Tourette's-like reactivity that you've experienced in the past.
Yeah, it definitely works. And this leads us to our next key point. Pushing people's buttons isn't funny. If you have someone that's like Dr. Leo Marvin in your life, who's easily agitated, and it takes very little to set them off into reactivity, remember that pushing people's buttons isn't funny, and it severs heart-aligned communication. Watch for the scene when Bob all but invites himself to dinner with the Marvin family. He clearly knows that Dr. Marvin is starting to freak out and keeps going anyways. In this scene, Bob is having dinner, and it breaks all the rules for therapist and patient relationships. Notice how Bob keeps moaning about the food while he smirks. Also catch how he says, "pile it high and deep," which is a classic shot at PhDs, pile it high and deep. I'm sure everyone's heard that before. Let's play the clip right now.
Oh. Faye, this is so scrumptious. Is this hand shucked?
Mm-hmm. Would you like some more chicken, Bob?
Mm. Leo, do you want the breast?
No, that's fine. Eat up.
Great biscuits, huh? Mm, yeah. Great biscuits, great corn, great potatoes.
You want some more salad, Bob?
Yeah, I think I do. Pile it high and deep, will you please? Could you get that tomato off there, please?
As we've said already, it's fun to watch, but remember, it's not funny to do this to those you love. Just because you can set them off spinning into orbit like Dr. Marvin doesn't mean you do it. So this takes us to the part of the show where we recap the 10 key energetic benefits from watching the alignment movie, What About Bob? First, It gives you the ability to release the reactive desire to poke at others and then blame them for their uncontrolled outbursts. Second, the ability to express your emotions honestly, openly, and appropriately. Three, letting go of any pattern of pleasure from covertly frustrating others with your words and actions. Four, a realization that it's okay for you to be assertive in your communication styles. Five, a willingness to learn new ways to communicate with those you disagree with. Six, the ability to stop taking yourself so seriously and lighten up. Seven, the ability to begin realizing you're empowered and can express your preferences with strength, courage, and honesty. Eight, a letting go of your uptight and rigid ways. Nine, a softening of any obsessive routines. And finally, number 10, the ability to stop taking your work so seriously. So now, if you'd like to benefit from the alignment work that we've done on this movie, you have to first do the intention session. And if you've already done that in prior shows, you don't have to do it again. But think of the intention session as downloading an app on your smartphone. It allows you to run the software. So you can find our intention session right here on our program page. You also can find it on our peaceofmindovertures.com page and our two book pages, itsjustcommerce.com and tamingyourdragons.com. So once you've done this intention session, we want you to go rent What About Bob? And watch it in its entirety. Now, you know, it's one of the old Bill Murray classics. There's a good chance you've probably already seen it. So, but if you haven't done this intention session yet, do that, and then you'll get the energetic work that we did in this alignment session that we've discussed. Now, if you've enjoyed this show and would like more movies to assist with your emotional experience, consider buying our book, Taming Your Dragons. When you use the code FMGRADIO, in all caps, you'll save 25% off Taming Your Dragons or It's Just Commerce. Both books are available only at our bookstore, pomomarket.com. And you can have links to our bookstore right at our peaceofmindovertures.com page. And it's also right here on our program page at FMG Radio. Remember, when you use FMG Radio coupon in all caps while you're checking out, you'll save a one-time 25% off. If you buy both books, or two or more of any book, the shipping's on us. So let's take a short break, and when we return, Sue Ann will take us through this week's alignment process session. Don't go away. Has your relationship with food, your body, and your weight been an emotional issue for most of your life? Are you ready to change the way you feel about you, the food you eat, and how it affects you? We created the Food, Body, Weight, Keeping Things in Proportion Alignment Session to help you discover a whole new relationship with this huge human pattern. It's now available for only $25. This powerful alignment session has been designed to shift the intensity about your beliefs and begin to heal these patterns so that what you eat will have less impact on how it affects your body, your self-image, and how you feel about yourself. If you're ready to make a powerful shift to more balance with your food and your body, then this alignment session is for you. It's now available on fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for only $25. Buy your food, body, weight alignment session today right here on fmgradio.com for only $25 and discover a whole new relationship with food. Get yours today and discover more balance and peace of mind. Welcome back. So, Sue Ann, what do you have for us this week?
Well, I've called this session Bringing Things Back to Basics. Start with yourself. Do you find it hard to be kind to yourself with your actions or your words? Are you a tyrant with yourself? Do you require you be perfect in everything you say and do? Well, I have this tendency to be rather hard on myself. Especially, I don't speak very nicely to me. You know, I'll be telling myself I should grow up or do something better. And it makes me laugh how many times I've heard David say to me, please talk nice to her. I have to work with her.
That's true.
So when we learn to be kind and loving towards ourselves, we naturally become more kind and loving with others. So please let go of any fear and guilt you are holding on to, so the abundance that lives in your heart can flow through your body, mind, and your spirit. It'll lighten you up, and it'll bring with it peace and clarity that allows you to stay centered even when someone else is losing theirs. So practice beginning today. Just start being kind to yourself. A really good exercise to do is just see if you can spend even 10 seconds looking into a mirror and saying nice things to yourself. You may laugh when you hear me saying this because you'll think that can't be that hard. Let me tell you, this can be a tad challenging.
This is really a good tip.
So I suggest you start with 10 seconds and see if you can work it up to 30 or even to a minute. Just a minute of looking in your own eyes and saying kind, loving things.
You know, just like we were saying, sometimes it's hard to recognize whether you're uptight yourself. Mm-hmm. This, what you're talking about here, is also hard to recognize on your own, that the self-talk needs to change.
Exactly. But when you start trying this with a mirror, it's amazing. If you find it hard to do it for 10 seconds, that's a pretty good indicator that you aren't very sweet to yourself. So let's see today as marking the start of a new beginning.
I like that.
A new way of looking at life and the world around you. So now what we're going to do is we're going to align with some intentions that are going to bring this into our everyday world so that we can create a new beginning. So I want you to say these intentions with me. I speak kindly to myself. I am loving and worthy. I celebrate my imperfections. I let go of all fear and guilt. I release my need to be perfect. I allow today to be a new beginning. I am kind and loving with myself. And I am kind and loving with others. So now what we're going to do is a modality that's going to align us with intentions. What that means is to get us on the same frequency as these intentions. In other words, to embody them so that we can see them appear in our life. It's interesting. You can have a statement that you could truly mentally believe but have it not be integrated into your system. That's a bit like you want to listen to a particular radio station but just slightly off the station, so it's all staticky or you can't hear it. So you have to actually be on the radio station to hear what's coming from that radio station. Well, we work exactly the same way. We have to be aligned, body, mind, and spirit, with these intentions for them to make a difference in our life. So the modality we're going to do, it's called activating peripheral soft focus vision. Peripheral soft focus vision activates your parasympathetic nervous system, which allows for relaxation and for relationship bonding. Exactly what we've been talking about today.
Needed.
So it enables you to have a broad, global perspective, to be in touch with your feelings and to see movement rather than those sharp details that we're kind of inclined to react to. So if you're wearing glasses, please remove them. Even contact lenses, you're best to remove them. Then look straight ahead and relax your eyes and see 180 degrees around you. So bend your elbows so your hands are on either side of your head. And now wiggle your fingers. And while looking straight ahead, see the fingers of both your hands moving. So you can move your arms back or forward. And don't look at your business partner who's sticking his tongue out at
you. You're not looking at the peripheral vision, then. You're not doing it right.
So move your hands back far enough so that you can just still see the wiggling fingers. That's peripheral vision. You're actually looking ahead, but just in the corners of your vision, you can see the peripheral. You can see your fingers wiggling. It's a great one to teach yourself to not be so intensely focused. This is just relax those eyes and wiggle those fingers. Yeah, and a deep breath or two won't hurt. Well done. So I wish you a week where you are coming back to those basics, really focused on yourself, saying those kind words to you.
I like that. Be nice to you this week.
Yes.
It's a good practice. Well, that wraps up our show for this week, and we're working on a really terrific one for next week, where we call Cracking the Heart Language Code. It's for those of you that where communication is like an enigma for you. So we are going to help you crack this code with the movie The Imitation Game. So we look forward to connecting with you next week, and thanks for being with us in this series called Speaking the Language of the Heart. Thank you for collaborating with us today and creating more peace in the world. Please join us next week as we align with new beliefs and emotional patterns through movies. Be sure to visit fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for replays and ways to connect with us. Wishing you a week filled with joy and increasing peace of mind.